This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Yes. So whatever Allah wants for us in our life is what He knows, what God knows He created in us for our life. It's already created in us. Jesus is not a foreign entity. Jesus Christ, peace be on Him, He's a natural entity. That's why He's called a mortal human, and at the same time having the spark of divine in Him. Huh? And He let us know that He was not the angel or God with these words of His in the Gospel, New Testament. He says, I have to be about my Father's business. Huh? He didn't say my business. He wasn't independent. He was carrying out a job, a responsibility to God. He said, I have to be about my Father's business. And how did he get that business? Directly from God, whom we cannot reach directly, only by way of revelation or reasoning, having a reference to support our conclusion. Huh? So how did he arrive at that idea, his Father's business? Most of the readers of the Bible miss this. It is a direct reference to God as the source of all goodness and the one that gave man in his human plan for his nature the destiny that he should pursue. But how did that arrive on this planet? It arrived long before Jesus Christ. And it arrived in Adam, the man that God made of the material world, of the earth. That's how it arrived. And that man is also the father of Jesus Christ. Adam is also the father of Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Because I can't tell you Christians something without having Christian support for it. I know your Bible, maybe better than most of your preachers. And because I've studied it long, long time and studied it so seriously, God blessed me with much that was hidden. Okay? So anyway, I'm talking about Adam. Adam is the father of Abraham. Yes, Abraham was not before Adam. Adam was before Abraham. Adam is the father of our natural bodies and our natural life and everything that supports that natural life. Now, Adam is bigger than most of us realize. Adam is the father of industry. Industry. He's the father of industry. Economics. All was given to us because of our father Adam. He was the one that God said, see all of this land that I formed you of, it's all made for you to utilize. Say that not only that, whatever's in the sky, I made that for you to utilize. Whatever's in the earth, I made it for you to utilize. The waters, the seas, the rivers, and all that's in it, the land and whatever it grows, I made that for you to utilize. So Jesus Christ didn't separate from Adam. If you understand the gospel, Jesus Christ establishes himself as the second Adam. And what does that mean? One coming to continue the work of Adam, to free the people to get back where God wanted them, cultivating the land, developing the earth, so that human life in society and in community will become better and better. For God wants us not to suffer. Allah says in the Quran, and it's in the Bible also, Allah says in the Quran, I don't want you to have hardship, but I give you this way of life so that you will be purified. So that you will be purified. Well, you know, some of us are so close to Satan, we may have to go to hell and come back before we get purified. But know this also, that God says, even though you be put in hell, if you hold on to belief that there's a God, one time in the life or in the future that will pull you up out of hell. Isn't that wonderful to know that even hell is not superior to the life that God created for us? That life can even break the grip of hell and come out of hell if it will just hold on to the belief that there is a God. What kept us in slavery? Wasn't it holding on to belief? Because the world we came into was all new to us. We didn't have any knowledge of what we were coming into. We came into it, and now here we are in it, and we have no way of looking back to where we came from. All cut off from all of that. Now here we are, we're seeing all this misery that they're heaping upon us. We don't have any scripture to explain this, because we weren't permitted to read the Bible. You know that? Yes, in slavery we weren't even permitted to read the Bible until we were free. So here we are in slavery, and we don't have any reference, nothing to turn to, but our own souls. And our souls told us that this is not right, what they're doing to us. And we didn't know to call on God by Jehovah or Allah or any name or Jesus Christ. We didn't have any name to call on God by. But we say we, our parents, when I say we, I'm speaking as a descendant of my parents, of my forefathers. Our forefathers said, somewhere there is a just authority, a God. Or the white man, he had his God. They say somewhere there's a just God. And we know that God doesn't approve of what's being done to us. And they kept that faith. They held on to that belief until help came to them from other members of the white world that understood their suffering and disapproved of it. They were Quakers, they were other good Christians, some were Jews in the latter part of the history. Jews joined, and we had plenty of help. But when Frederick Douglass broke from his master, there was no Jew there to help him. There was no Christian there to help him. He had a good master who encouraged him to develop his mind and become educated. His wife, the wife of that good master, saw that he had materials to read and assisted him in his reading and studies. But then the master, that good master, got in bad financial condition, and he had to sell his slave. Oh, he sold Frederick Douglass. When he sold him to a different master, a master who wanted nothing from him but his service, slavery, slave service. So Frederick Douglass wasn't used to that bad treatment, and one day on the road, his master insulted him some more, and I guess he threw Muhammad Ali a right hook and right cross at him. He knocked him down and went free. He got his freedom. Frederick Douglass. Now you know that he's our father too. Yeah, that's the father of the freedom movement. Father of the freedom struggle, to find justice in the United States or in America. He's the father of it. He didn't want to leave America. He just wanted to leave slavery. He didn't want to leave the government. He wanted to leave slavery. And then when he understood Christianity and he understood the founding fathers' language for the Constitution of these United States, what did he say to the white leadership of America? He said, your behavior is such that will shame a nation of savages. Yeah? He said, you call yourself Christians, Christ-like. He said, and you claim democracy. But your treatment of your subjects is such that will shame a nation of savages. A powerful man. How many Muslims out there? Raise your hand. Let me see the Muslims. I'm one too. I'm Muslim. Now, how many of you all still identify with African American people up from slavery, or blacks up from slavery? Let's see your hand. Okay, well, don't stop learning about them. Keep their history. Keep our history with you. Don't forget our history. Because this time is the day of our victory. I mean conclusive victory. Let me continue this now. Going back to revealed scripture. Revealed scripture gives us a perception of environment-supported human life and development. The evidence for this is in the material environment as it was when that was revealed. Humans are a life substance from males that is developed in females. Inside the bodies of mothers, in that environment, humans are formed as humans. From mothers, if we never take in air of Earth's environment, we will not become living persons. When a child does not become conscious with delivery from mother, they call the child stillborn. That means you were born dead. You came dead, not alive. Today, as in the day of our father Adam, humans are formed and developed of the material environment. Of the material environment. We know that knowledge is given to us as we develop. We're educated in the history of family, how our family developed. Past family and present family, and we are guided to continue that family line. But all of this is occurring outside of the body of the mother. Nothing happens independently for us as individuals until we are outside of the bodies of our mothers. Then we come under the rule of our mothers. Before we come under the rule of our fathers, we come under the rule of our mothers. And we accept the mother because God has given every life a nature to trust this mother. So we come trusting our mothers. We find comfort and security in the lap of our mothers. Eugenics and euthenics, words introduced for the study of improvement of the human functions and well-being by improvement of living conditions, conditions in our environment. The conditions are the conditions we meet or face in our environment. Also, controlled selective breeding for hereditary improvement. Viewing the history of science, structures and bridges can be traced back, or traced back, to thinkers. The figures of human intelligent life progressions for human intelligent life found in revealed scriptures, and they are under human names. These progressions are under human names. And we may think we're reading about a flesh and blood human person, and we are reading about really a progression for a necessary growth in our life, so we realize the community life, achieve community life that God wants for us. So Adam is not only a single in the Bible, Adam is also a plural in the Bible. Say, in the day that he made him. Huh? But it also said, and he called them, right after him, and he called them to say that this him is a plural person, a plural body. This is not one human being. This is a community of humans. Then he called them Adam in the day that he created them. Huh? He called them Adam in the day that he created them. And I don't know if you read a lot or read a little or don't read at all, but if you go to church a lot, you went to church a lot, perhaps you have heard the expression Adamic people. Adamic people. It's the name of the people also. It's the plural. It's the plural. So it's not so much a flesh and blood picture that we should see, but we should be studious. We should try to be studious. We should try to seek education, knowledge. Okay? And we should say, this language that we can't put in one person and limit it to one person, but must include others, must be having a reference to a type of human, and not just a human person, but a type of human. So the type of human God wanted on this planet Earth was the one that he made first, and that's Adam. And anyone who leaves that type, they have left what God wants for their behavior, their nature and behavior on the planet Earth. Not Adam after he was deceived, Adam before he was deceived, and Adam after he got his senses back from the devil, from the devil's trap. He recovered his senses again, according to the Quran, and if we understand the Bible, he recovered his senses. Also in the Bible, he recovered his senses. How did he recover his senses? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ represents another type that's in all of us. He comes after Adam's fall, and he comes as the second Adam. What saves him saves his father Adam. If he's saved, then his father Adam is also saved through him. Well, look, my father taught things strange and really that went counter the teachings of the Holy Quran. But it's my same man, he told us that the Quran was our book and it was a perfect book. So not in his life, but in his son's life, the correction was made. Huh? So just like my father's life is extended in my life, and his life was fulfilled in my turn, my change. My father's life was fulfilled in my turn, my change, my 190-degree turn, my change from misunderstanding Scripture to understanding Scripture. My change from using Bible more than the Quran to using Quran more than the Bible. These were changes. So just like my change represents the continuation of my father's life, I got my life from him. I got my flesh from Elijah Muhammad. I'm the flesh of his flesh. Huh? Okay. So his life had another chance in me. Same thing for Adam. Adam was deceived by the Satan. But in the type that is called the Christ type, Adam's life had another change. Huh? He had another chance, what I wanted to say. And a chance to change. So the reform came when the Christ nature was stood up by God, erected by God. Then Adam had his life now pictured in a new life, in a new human type. His life now has been awakened again in the Christ nature, or in the Christ type. Now, this shouldn't be too mystified. Let's not mystify these things too much, you know? It's as real as, that's why I gave you my Father. I'm the flesh of my Father. Who would deny that? I looked at my birth certificate this morning, ran into it by accident. I wasn't looking for it. And I read the whole birth certificate again. And it says, son of Elijah Muhammad. Didn't say Pooh. Now, isn't that powerful? That man came from Georgia. His name was Elijah Poole at birth. And he was only up north about 2 to 3 years or more. And he had only met this man who introduced him to calling himself a Muslim. He only had met him like 2 years. Only 2 years. And he go and get permission from the government to have his name written on my birth certificate, Elijah Muhammad. And it was in the journal once. I thought it was so important, I gave it to Sister Aisha, the editor, Sister Aisha Mustafa, and she put it in my birth certificate in the journal once. This was recently, no more than maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So I am Wallace D. Muhammad. I've always been named that. I've never been named anything else. Wallace D. Muhammad. The D was never spelled out. I asked my mother and father, what did the D mean? They both was puzzled, and they both told me he never told us. Well, I know what it means. A, B, C, D. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to mystify you. I'm going to leave you with that mystery. A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll give you a little help. Allah says in the Quran, and every creature he created living, he gave that creature its provisions in four measures. In four measures. And believe me, there's a scriptural connection to the military of these United States and the world. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. No. 1, 2, 3, 4. You stop at every four, right? Oh, yeah. So, no, I can't leave you like this. Allah says in the Quran that Allah is the Lord of the two east and the two west. The northeast and the southeast, the northwest and the southwest. What is it saying? He's Lord of all the worlds. So, four stands for the four major directions. North, south, east, west. And when you understand those taken all together, what is it saying? The whole thing. Universal. Universal. That's what it's all about. So he established for us before we had really elementary graduates, before we had high school graduates, he established the University of Islam and put that name on an elementary school and on a high school. The founder did that, the one who conceived the idea of how to plan the Nation of Islam in America to attract African Americans to come to the Quran one day. The founder did that, and he called that school that I went to as a boy, the University of Islam. So when you take a people and cut them off from their past history, how can those people be revived? Can you take them back to the past? No. They have been cut completely off from it. You can't take them backwards. You can't take them back to the past. So what you have to do is free them from local ideas of what reality is all about, so that they become universal in their thinking. And once they become universal in their thinking, they won't see a black man and a white man before they see a human man and a human man. Is that clear? So that's what he did. He put us in a situation to become universal in our thinking. And it worked on. It worked for me. My spirit has always been there. God is my witness. I never remember a time in my life, even as a boy. What was more important for me was human life, a human being. And I wanted to see myself as a human improve. Because a human meant that I'm equal to a white man than anybody else. We all were created human. So my start is equal to your start. And maybe you got ahead of me, but I can catch up with you. Maybe I can pass you. Huh? If I make more use of my human, essence, or my human deposit that God deposited into this body, if I make more use of that with all of its powerful nutrients, if I make more use of that than you, I'm going to succeed you. I'm going to become your leader, or at least your leader in the race to where God wants us to go. Oh, the time is moving. Let me see, can I get back here and conclude most of this before the time is up, the hour is up. This is a beautiful day here. I'm standing up here and I'm telling you, I could stand up here in this breeze for the next 10 hours. But don't get scared, I ain't gonna do it. I doubt if I'll be here for more than another 10 minutes, at least before we get a break. We're going to get a break in less than 10 minutes. God willing. We say, inshallah. I'd like for you Muslims to say, God willing. Because most of you don't know what inshallah is. You don't know it. You don't speak Arabic. Stop jabbing yourself. That's a wonderful time we're living in. So these terms, eugenics, euthenics, were introduced by science and scientific researchers who study the genes, the genetic patterns, and who study the influence of environment on the genes and on your nature. And they come up with this field of study, two fields of study that are sister, like twins to each other, eugenics and euthenics. Now, they have introduced these terms, these big words, into science and into the study of human nature and behavior. But where do they get this from? Don't be deceived. This is no more than what the scripture already gave us, that he made man from the earth, formed him of the earth, meaning you have the nature of the external world in you. And then it says, and then he caused the breath of life to come into him, the breath of life. Now you have a human spirit that God wants in you, not just any human spirit, but you have the human spirit that is truly human, the one that God wants in you. Now you are two realities in one. You are the destiny of man, because once the human spirit come into you, now you are the destiny of man. And that's why the book speaks of the past in the present tense a lot of times. I am that I shall be. I am already what I will be. Now I know you know that. So you who are familiar with the Bible, oh, but God said that. God, whatever God said about his being, he is addressing our being.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.